4. Now, Rotorua and Christchurch are debating whether it's time to introduce a begging ban in their cities. There is a call in Rotorua for a bylaw. This has come from a councillor after reports that tourists were accosted by beggars in the area. Now, despite the Rotorua Lakes Council saying begging is down, business owners still think it's a bit of a struggle to stop it happening near them. Reg Hennessy is the Hospitality New Zealand Bay of Plenty president and also an owner of a bar, the Hennessy Irish Bar, and he's with us now. Hey, Reg.
Good afternoon, Heather.
Is the begging bad in your part of the world, or is it just an isolated stuff?
Oh, the begging is bad. There's no doubting that across the whole town, whether it's down on the mall end of the town or down in the lakefront end of the town or in the middle of town, there's people all the time, you know, just seem to be having a crack. And there does seem to be more filling up empty shop ways with signs asking for money. Is it quite as violent as people are making out to be? I don't think it's as bad as it was. Let's talk back in post-COVID, in the early post-COVID days.
Mm. Why has it got better, do you think? I mean, I'm glad to hear that, but why?
Oh, well, they did manage to sort a lot of it out there for a while.
Yeah.
And the incoming council did promise that there were going to be huge changes. I'm a little bit disappointed that they're starting to let them come back again. And I think that's a question needs asking. Why are they coming back into town? Where are they coming from?
Oh, and, Rich, are these the emergency accommodation people who were in town, then got moved back out again and are coming back in again?
Well, I don't know if it's emergency accommodation or just more people see it's an easy way to clip the ticket.
Right.
Just go out and hold up a sign and start begging for some money. I don't know. But they have come back a lot more than we had 6 months ago, that's for sure.
And so what is a beggar? Is a beggar somebody who's standing at the roadside, you know, with one of those signs trying to wash your windows, or is it somebody who's sitting outside a shop? What do you reckon?
Well, sadly, in Rotorua, like so many places in New Zealand, I think we've got it right across the sort of spectrum of what we have got. We've got people that are begging. We have got those annoying people at traffic lights that want to wash your windscreen, and that's where I'd start. The first ones I'd go for was get them, because it's dangerous. They intimidate people. I've had lots of people tell me they're intimidated. They get, you know, they threaten them if they don't give them 50 cents or a couple of dollars or $5 or $10 for washing their windscreen, you know, 2 wipes of dirty water across their windscreen. It must be a soft target. It must be easy for them to go and clean that up first, then move on into the town. But sadly, also, besides the beggars, we do have a lot of other people that are very dysfunctional, wandering around the streets that, you know, makes no one feel particularly comfortable.
Reg, how do you tidy this up, though? I mean, presumably you're going to have to hire a lot of people who are into enforcement, who are just going to walk around telling them to move on.
Yeah, but where do they move them on to? The first issue I've always thought, they've got to have somewhere that they're going to move them on to. They've got to have a place where we can take them. It's something, we talk about government spending money, and unfortunately we all know how much they've got to spend to bring the country right. But I do feel this is one of the first areas they should really invest heavily into.
Yeah.
And I don't mean prisons, I don't mean hospitals, but something in between. And we need them. We need two or three throughout the country where we can take these people to, resort their lives, get them back on track.
Kind of like a city mission, but an official thing.
Yeah, but a bigger, safer, and maybe out of the towns. We don't really need them in the towns. You know, I've often thought, we've got old forestry towns around the Bay of Plenty. We could take one of those and build something pretty special for these people. But if we don't start, I've seen how Rotorua has gone over the last 6 years. And seriously, it's sad. And a lot of people have left Rotorua because of it.
Yeah.
People that have lived in Rotorua a long time. And when we get tourists asking us what's going on or where these people are from, or asking my staff, you know, it's not the Rotorua we once had or that we want going forward into the future.
Yeah, I hear you, Reg, totally. Thank you so much, mate. Appreciate it. Reg Hennessy, Hospitality New Zealand Bay of Plenty President.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.